Hey, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless Today, the wireless job search. And I know I usually generate it more towards tower climbers because I hear from tower climbers all the time looking for jobs and other RF people too, optimization, engineering, and so on, but mostly tower climbers. But first, happy Thanksgiving to the USA. In the United States, this is Thanksgiving, and we are so grateful. In fact, I am thankful that I get 2 days off. How great is that? And for all of you that get mad and angry to know that I have 2 days off, which I'm going to be working on this, my days off, I work on my blog and my podcast. I know that drives a lot of you crazy, but when my days off, I actually do a lot of other work, work that you guys don't normally do. I write books, I do this, I do consulting, things like that. I am happy for those 2 days because I can get caught up on all the work I can't do when I'm working my full-time job, right? But I am really grateful to have 2 days off. And all you guys that are mad about me having 2 days off, I worked a lot of holidays, fellas. Let me tell you, I worked a lot of holidays. I worked Christmas. I worked New Year's. I worked overnight on New Year's, like from New Year's Eve into New Year's Day. I've done a lot of stuff like that. People want things done. I was a go-to guy to get it done. I've done a lot of on-call work too. Anyway, not griping. That's the nature of the wireless business. Get used to it. So today, the wireless job search. Why am I doing this? Because I want you to be able to find a job. And a great way to get started is to make sure you're trained on everything. For instance, Tower Safety, who sponsors me, towersafety.com. They could train you for your tower rescue, tower training, rescue and safety, OSHA training, and coming soon, they'll have drone training. So imagine having all those certificates. Wouldn't that look cool? Towersafety.com. They can be reached. They're based in Arizona, first off, just so you know. But if you can't go to Phoenix, they will come to you. They can be reached to call them at 480-313-0678. Or you could get on towersafety.com and see what they're all about. Okay? I'm just saying. A lot of times I get asked the question, are you hiring? Who's hiring? And as incredible as it is, when you come up to me and say, dude, can you hire me today? Dude, I really need a job. That doesn't mean I just have money to throw around or that my company's hiring or that I'm hiring. I mean, come on. I mean, I can see you asking, hey, are you hiring? But, you know, to sit there and beg is not a good thing, right? So I'm just saying, if you ask me that, I'm going to tell you different websites to look on, different ways to look for a job and different places to do it. And then when you get back to me and say you didn't have time to do it, I know you're not very serious about job hunting. That's why I have all these websites out there. Now, for all of those that really try hard and really make an effort and they get on there and they build a profile, good for you. Way to go. Because that is what I'm trying to do. And that's what I'm going to try to do here. I try to give you guys links that you can use. These are actions that you can use to get a job. Now, first off, for all you guys that don't know, build a resume. For all you tower guys, especially, for some reason you think you can just go up and ask for a job, and maybe that works for you. If you have a lot of contacts in the industry, awesome. Don't bother. But for most of us, you build a resume to see what you've done, where you worked, your name, your address, a way to contact you, an email address, and also your certification should be listed on there, plus your past jobs. RCR Wireless did a good link on They did a good post on this, and I put it in there. It's, I think, from 2014. It's a little old, but it works, you know. Build a resume. The next thing is, if you have a good network, if you know a lot of people. Now, the problem with most wireless guys, they're pretty friendly, they're easy to work with, and they usually jump at an opportunity. And when you're in the wireless business, a lot of companies just shut the doors for whatever reason. All the money, they mismanaged it. It just happens a lot. I see it a lot in the tower business, especially because these small crews can't maintain. And it used to be because they got screwed a lot of times. But anyway, if you have a good network, you have a better chance of getting hired. Maybe not getting the money you want, but you can get a job. I mean, it helped me in the past. So good worker plus friendly plus quality work plus honesty equals good recommendations. I'm just saying. I think it'll be worth your while to look at things that way. You want a good recommendation so you can get a job the next place. So I highly recommend that. The honesty part, for whatever reason, and I see this a lot, and I've hired guys that just lied, and it isn't a good start. So what I would say is if you work somewhere and things went sour for whatever reason, just be honest with your next employer. Just say, hey, I worked for this company and the guy screwed me, or the guy did this, or I didn't like the way the guy did this. And your next employer might say, you know what? I heard that about that guy, or I hate that guy too. It may build a common ground, but so many of you just feel the need to either not put it on your resume, say you never worked there, or just lie. I just think it's better to be honest. Most people are pretty honest. With that said, if they do know the guy that you worked for last, or the girl, or the person, or the company, and they call them up and they found out that you stole stuff from them, that's not a good thing. And again, the honesty sinks. I try to be honest with people that, you know, that call me and ask me about other people. And trust me, with HR and the laws the way they are, you really can't badmouth anyone. So I think unless they have firm proof and a record, they aren't going to say anything. The next thing I recommend, build a profile on LinkedIn. I am a huge fan of LinkedIn. I think that LinkedIn lets people know that you're a real person, that you're not screwing around with people. It's a little better than a resume because you have something to reference to. Plus, you can build your resume off LinkedIn, and you can put your LinkedIn link on your resume. It's well worth it. I'm a big fan of it. So, you know, I just think you build a profile on LinkedIn, and then again, be honest with people about what you've done. You know, it's a two-way street. If something didn't work out somewhere, you can put it on there. You don't have to, but just be honest. Go on LinkedIn, build a profile. Another thing you can do, track your credentials, your training, and everything. A lot of times I know with Comtrain, they used to give out a card, but you know, that's changing. Now everything's going to be a soft copy or a PDF. And I know with the NWSA, they're going to track it online. If you have PDFs of your credentials, I have one there. You can start a database on that credentials website. But if you do have your PDFs, it is in your best interest to put it on your personal laptop, email it to your personal email file, but maybe get a thumb drive for your credentials or have hard copies. I got a lot of hard copies, and I got to be honest with you, I wish I'd have been more organized. So as you get your training certifications, if they're soft copy PDF, keep a copy of that. Keep a copy for yourself. Keep it on a thumb drive in case your laptop crashes so you always have it. All right. One more thing, it pays to read books and blogs and listen to podcasts. Podcasts like this one, Wade for Wireless, or blogs like wadeforwireless.com, or read books like The Wireless Deployment Handbook for LTE, Small Cell, C-RAN, and DAS. Now, I know they're all shameless plugs, but my point is you can learn a lot off that. Like, I read RCR Magazine a lot. I read what analysts say out there. I read UrgentCom, Mission Critical, Wireless Week, things like that. It's worth your time to read all those magazines. I'm a huge fan of it. Plus, I have a newsletter that I put out once a week. If you want to sign up for it, get in wadeforwireless.com and scroll to the bottom. The purpose of the newsletter is so that people can get on there and they can jump to the bottom where I have learning links, and you can see how to learn different skills or what to do, specifically things to do with wireless, which is also fiber skills, copper skills, sometimes mounting or alignment. There's a lot of stuff out there for free. IEEE has stuff for free. Not a lot, but they have some stuff. And you can really expand your base of knowledge. I think that's a good thing. Plus, it really does help to educate yourself on different parts of the business too. My opinion, you can do what you want to do, but I'm just throwing this out there. Now, probably the reason you tuned in here, I know this is long-winded, but I have all these links at wadeforwireless.com where you can get jobs. So I'm going to just fly through them. You got towerclimber.com. You got telecomcareers.net, which is what RCR promotes. You have two links for that in there. I have one for job seekers, and I have one so you can post your resume so companies can find your resume on there. You can go to alcatellucent.com/careers. You can go to nokia.com/careers. You can go to ericsson.com/careers. You can get, for mobility, who's going to someday do the Sprint rollout, you can go to jobs.jobvite.com/mobility. samsung.com/careers. verizon.com/about-work-jobs-career-search. att.jobs/careers. connect.att.job/search/wireless for wireless jobs at AT&T. I put both links in there just so you didn't think I was going to shortchange you. And you got Verizon, you got Glassdoor, you got Simply Hired. You got a lot of companies in there. I got a ton of links in there. So if you're looking for a job, it's a quick place to get links. wadeforwireless.com. Do you want to do contract work? If you want to do contract work, there's a lot of things out there like Telforce Group. I have a link in there for them. And it's rather long. It's like peerpublic.businesscatalyst.com/telforcegroup/careers. And tell them I sent you, because I like Telforce Group. I'm a fan. I promote them. Another one, simplyhired.com/Verizon Contractor, looking for Verizon contractors. And Verizon has their own website looking for contractors. Telecomcareers.net, they have a contractor section. AT&T has a contractor section. So if you'd rather be a contractor than an employee, there are the links. Now, I know we covered a lot. I know I'm going over things quickly, but I'm trying to get this done, because I know that you guys need to know how to find all this information. So the last place you could look is Craigslist. I'm not a big fan of Craigslist. I'm surprised people use it to look for climbers. But if you are going to use Craigslist, there really isn't a way to look nationally. It's very local, very regional. And that's sort of a plus for a lot of you guys. So I put some links in there that are very localized for Craigslist. Like they have NewJersey.Craigslist, Raleigh.Craigslist, Terre Haute. Craigslist, Portland.Craigslist. They're very local. So I put them in there though, because it's a valid place to look for a tower climber job, and people do advertise there, you know. And then I also put posts on LinkedIn when people come to me and say they're looking to hire people. And it's just, sometimes it's hard to find people. So just get on LinkedIn and you can see some of my posts for past jobs I put on there. So there you go. Hey, by the way, I'm looking for more information on 1099 employees, you know, people that work under a 1099 instead of a full-time employee. If you guys can send me something or get on there and fill out my contact information, you can send it at wadeforwireless@gmail.com, or you can fill out my contact form on wadeforwireless.com. Either way, I'm looking for information because I want to do a story on that. That's it for today. If you can, give to the Hubble Foundation, because they do a lot for wireless worker families that are hurting a job. So they really do a lot. Specifically, tower climbers is what Hubble Foundation helps. And another thing, if you want to save your credentials online, and you have a QR reader, there's a website, Credentials, that really works well for that. I'm a big fan of those guys. Just remember, be smart, be safe, and pay attention. See ya.